Hey everyone, welcome back to PS I'm Single. It's Trish again. Okay, so our last episode was She Needs Answers. And we had Bizzle and Mike come up and answer all the questions that the ladies had. Now, it's only right that we do a He Needs Answers so we can get all the answers to all the questions that you fellas have. And we're going to welcome back Tia B. Hey, Tia.
Hey, y'all.
All right, so Tia, are you ready for these questions?
Of course I am. The girl is back.
Because, listen, I'm going to tell you some of these questions are a little, I don't know. So we really got to represent.
Goodness. I'm a little nervous now. You're getting me nervous.
We got to represent for the females because, you know, guys want to know.
Y'all, I'm going to do my best. I promise. Make us look good out here.
All right. All right, so question number one.
Okay.
Can women have casual sex with a man with no emotions involved?
You know what? I have seen that question so much on social media these past few weeks. I'm going to say yes, but it's all circumstantial. It depends on the woman.
Yes.
I, as a woman, there's one guy that I did deal with when I stopped dealing with my child's father. Like, keep it to you, keep it a buck. I liked him, but I liked him enough where it was convenient for me. Like, I have my consistent dick. I'm not sleeping around with anybody. Once in a while, if I wanted to go out, then I would. But for the most part, like, it was like, you know how most men, they go and get what they want and then leave?
Yes.
That was what it was for me. I was satisfied. I didn't need your services anywhere, like, for anything else.
So that was
now,
it.
Yeah, but everybody's not like that. Like, and I have one friend who gets emotionally attached to men quite easily. If you give her enough attention and your dick is A1,
right,
that's what she want. I'm the opposite. Now, if I'm getting emotionally involved in something, then that's different. Like,
right.
I'm open-minded. No, I'm closed-minded. If, like, this is just what I want, and that's it.
Right.
So all women aren't going to sit here and be climbing through your window going crazy if you give them A1 dick. So, yes, women can have casual sex.
I agree. I kind of feel like not all women. I think we're all grouped into one big thing. We're not all super emotional.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, some are more emotional than others. But it's like if you go into it knowing, like, this is what it is and you keep that mindset, you're not going to catch feelings because I'm only going to call you when I need you.
Exactly. I think this is where some men get it confused. When they deal with a woman for a long period of time, it's inevitable you're going to catch feelings, I feel like. But that's only if you have that kind of relationship with them, that
right.
kind of rapport.
Right.
In a sense where you're dealing with a man where you're just like, hey, Tommy, da-da-da, like, it's your 4 o'clock call. He know what it is when you coming at 4 o'clock. You coming to get what you got to get and you out.
Exactly.
It's not like I'm not trying to sleep over with you. I don't even want to cuddle. I'm going to take a shower when I get home. I'm gone.
Ooh.
You get it? Like, that's what it really is for some women. And some men, they can't fathom that some women really are programmed almost like them.
True.
Just some people aren't as reckless. That's
true.
All.
Women are probably a little more careful with their shit than men are.
Indeed. Indeed.
All right. So this was like a hot topic.
Oh, God.
With Game Night and Quincy. So there are many things that men think we're doing when we say we gotta pee when we go to the bathroom before sex.
So they're curious to know.
They want to know what the hell we doing in the bathroom.
Well, you see me, I don't really, you know, I always like to take a shower and I want to be fresh. So if I'm getting a shower and I know I'm about to get something, it's clear I'm coming out butt naked unless I'm getting all dressed up in a nice little negligee for my poppy.
Now, let me stop. Right.
But most women, I feel like they're either prepping themselves, especially if you're coming from a long night or dancing around and stuff, they're not really trying to throw the sweaty kitty at you. I would like to think not.
So you in the back.
In there freshening up. That's it.
Okay.
That's exactly what they're doing. If not, they're on text message, on group chat with their girls like, it's about to go down.
Oh, shit. All right. So I've seen, and I know you probably seen it too because you always on Instagram, the memes that the female, she got one foot on the edge of the sink.
Oh, shaving.
And then she got, like, her hand. Like, one guy thought that, and this was my producer's friend.
Okay.
He thought that women were in the bathroom, like, using the hand soap, like, cleaning themselves up before they did the do. We had Quincy
okay
say that we in there giving ourselves a pep talk.
What? No.
What kind of pep talk, though?
Oh, he's over there like, hey, baby, come on. Get it working. Come.
No. You don't got to get this engine revved up. If you're ready to go, you're ready to go.
Right.
I would think the girl was either shaving. Like, you know how sometimes you're unprepared, but you're prepared. Like, oh, right. I wasn't. Or in a sense where she might have had a Summer's Eve wipe. Or one of those wipes, like, you know what, let me freshen it up, because you know...
Listen.
I was working hard all day, and he trying to get it to go. I ain't got time to get in the shower, so...
I think all females should have wipes with them all
Concur,
the time.
Not just the mommies. Thank you.
Right. No, just any female. Now, it does not necessarily have to be Summer's Eve.
No. It could be... Listen, I sit there and be having... what you call them, little...
Huggies?
Yeah, because you know I got a child. Sometimes I even have the flushable wipes. You know, you just got some wipes.
Like, listen.
I just have it.
I got the...
especially, you know, I love to keep them. You be in the club sometimes, they ain't have no damn toilet paper.
Exactly. You never know.
You just don't.
You just got to be prepared. But the pep talk... Ladies, are you giving yourself... What kind of pep talk? He was like... he was like, listen now, you about to get that work. Like, excuse me.
How are you talking... Is that what he doing in the room while that, he waiting for the girl? Like,
that's
over there,
what I said.
Slapping his meat like, listen, don't fuck it up today.
That's what quick. I said. Men are probably more likely to give themselves pep talks than like, women.
Of course, they probably like, listen. You gave her 5 minutes. Come on, we gotta make it to 12 this time.
Oh shit.
You know?
Wait a minute. All right. So after you done went to the bathroom, you gave yourself your pep talk.
Supposedly.
You come out.
Mm-hmm.
The sex is bad.
Oh goodness.
Why is it bad? What do you consider bad sex?
I like to enjoy sex. I wanna enjoy the moment. I don't want it quiet and crickets could drop. I want to hear you moan, turn me on. Like, I'll be over here. Poor men gonna probably be in my DMs like, this bitch want to hear. Don't come in my DMs. You're not getting the pussy.
Ooh.
But, no, for real. I really want to enjoy sex. That's a moment. Like, make the best of it. I don't really want to be... No, like, smack me, pull my hair, choke me, like, let's make it wild. But everyone's not like that. You have some people that want more sensual sex.
And excuse me, don't slap me, don't pull my hair.
You see, in your case, you don't want that. Sometimes what? I want it rough. Sometimes I want to feel like you're about to throw me against the damn wall.
What?
But, you know, I like aggression in sex. It's different.
So aggressive sex is good for you.
It's for me. But then I have moments sometimes where I just want my, like, I want to be caressed and I want you to kiss my back and just, let's make love. But I need to hear, like, I want to hear it all. Like, I really want to hear you moan and I'm a stare in your eyes type shit. Like, I really, this is just crazy because this sounds like soft porn a little bit. I don't know how people can have sex and it's quiet. That's just not for me.
So bad
I'm just
sex.
Like, that or I can probably have 5 minutes. And if you made that the best 5 minutes, then I'm going to be okay. If you in it and out and then we done, like, what is this?
Uh-oh.
But at least give me some foreplay then. So at least, like, you know.
So good sex, foreplay,
yes.
Noise,
yes.
Slap you up.
Enjoy the moment. Like, you could feel, like, you like, is a sexual kind. Is the
it's passion?
Is the is
passion.
Literally almost damn near like the fireworks.
Yeah.
And you just enjoying each other's moment. Like, everything else is shut out. Like, you don't hear nothing. You could probably be a bombing going on right next. You ain't even paying that shit.
You that
no
damn
mind.
Loud.
No, I'm not saying I'm bombing.
I don't
I'm
know,
because
you said I can't. No.
No, like, you zone out.
Oh, okay.
Like,
no, I was...
You have the tunnel vision. It's just you and him.
Oh, I thought you
or
were saying...
Or for my lesbians, you and her. Or for my God, whatever. But you get what I'm saying?
I like, thought you were saying...
I'm not saying I'm some damn bomb, and I'm like, psh.
You that loud that you can't hear nothing else.
No, that's just too much. Okay, now you just trying to put on a performance.
I'm just asking. Some women like to put on
a
performance.
Don't get me wrong. I want to swing on a chandelier here and there, but I'm not trying to
swing on the chandelier. Wait a minute.
You gotta make it nasty.
All right, so this is not that kind of show.
No, let me stop.
All right,
but let me tell it. I'm a prude. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. It ain't for everybody.
She's lying.
But it ain't for everybody. Now that's the truth.
It's definitely not. All right, so dick pics.
I don't like them. I don't
right?
want it. I don't want it. I'm going to put you in the group chat. This is what we've been doing for the longest. We're going to be like, yo, his dick is ashy. This one. Do you see his nails?
Wait,
look
ashy?
At the carpet.
You said
yes,
ashy?
We've sat there and seen an ashy dick. We've sat there. Like, you ever just start zooming in, picture looking around in the surrounding area like, oh, why is carpet got the dirt spot?
What the?
Wait, he ain't even pick up the oodles and noodles wrapper.
What?
Like, you'd be like, his nails is dirty.
Who the fuck
I don't
is taking?
It is so disrespectful. And my mouth is reckless. Exactly. So you sending me a dick pic, be prepared for me to go the fuck off. You know, yeah, I thought I was completely reformed. I wasn't. Somebody sent me a dick pic on Snapchat. I don't know what kind of relationship they thought they was, but they tried to catch it with the O. Like, when they see me, she like, oh, it was an accident. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Because I blocked them. I turned, told them the fuck off about themselves, told them where that dick could go. And
but if
them.
You messing with a dude.
I wasn't messing with them, but it might have honestly been like
a mistake. Mistake,
because, you know, like, and okay. I get it, but I just still was just like so bothered and enraged because it's just, I don't want a dick pic. I don't think most bitches don't want. I want to see if my it's your guy? Dick in person. I don't want to see his dick in a dick pic either. You know what I want? I want to FaceTime you. You about to get in the shower and let me see that dick. I don't want it in my phone.
Oh shit. Well, all right. I mean, I've
but that's just what it. Well, maybe because I have my daughter too. Sometimes so she have my phone, right? So she can pop up. But don't get me wrong. I like to send my person some nudes, but I don't send everybody nudes. That's not really me.
Right.
So if I'm really like, I'm going to make it cute for my baby. But again, that ain't for everybody.
But what if he try to make it cute for you? You're not having
it. You know what? It depends. Like, if he probably sent it with good intentions, I get it. I'm going to probably be like, I'm not going to say nothing in text message. I don't want to. I'm probably going to speak to him earlier like, babe, really?
What if he like, yo, this is what was waiting for you when you get home?
Oh, well, that's different. He tried to start it up. But if he just sent me a dick pic with nothing like, what are you doing? Now, if he's doing that, he's trying to, you know, sext me, get me going.
Yeah, you're sexting.
Like, you know, I'm going to leave the dick pic. It could go over my head.
Oh, all right.
Because he's trying to make it nice for me.
I mean, not all females like it. Some
people do.
I mean, if it's... But what are you looking at? Are you looking at it and saying, ooh... Or are you looking at it like, oh, all right. When I look at him, I'm like, oh, all right.
Yeah, like, it's nothing to excite me. That's why for FaceTime, like, virtual kind of things like that, it's just like, it's in the moment. Like, we're not there, and it's not tangible.
Right.
But you're there, and I can see the movement, and it's just like, exactly. Ooh, you're making it jump. Like, ooh, play with it.
Oh, she said make it jump. Wait, all right, wait. Okay.
What would happen?
I don't know what kind of FaceTiming you be FaceTiming, but ain't nobody FaceTiming me.
Well, we need to get some FaceTime.
Need to get some FaceTime. ASAP.
Listen.
ASAP. Let's be honest.
Yes.
Would you rather a guy who is super cute and broke or super rich and ugly as shit?
I'm not. The younger version of me was very shallow, so I would just probably go with the cute and
broke.
But then the older me that wants stability, the thing is, he don't have to be rich. You have to come with something we can build together.
Right.
And that's good enough. I'm not all for looks. You have to look presentable
enough.
You know, I do want an attractive man. I'm not saying you need to be GQ model worthy.
You don't got to be drop dead gorgeous.
No.
But so, you can't look like the crack somebody ass.
No. I don't need you looking like Pookie.
Oh, Pookie.
Yeah, get it? No. But I may just go with the cute, broke one because we can work on his wealth, him obtaining financial stability.
Okay.
But I need to know what this ugly one looked like. The money is not being the deciding factor for me. Because for all I know, he could have been moving bricks to get it. Ooh. Now, if he's a businessman and about his money in that sense...
What if he a businessman? He's just not too cute.
Well, then that's fine. I can go with somebody that's not that cute. Oh, you know what? I'm a sucker for personality, honestly. Like, you could keep my attention. Bro, you it.
So he got the bomb personality.
If he has bomb personality, you have the hustle to match.
You financially stable.
Exactly. Or even if you're not financially stable, you know, like, yo, I was in a bond, I'm in a hole, but you working your way out of it.
Right.
And you're not still on that cycle doing the same thing to put you back in it.
Right.
I'm all for it. I'm all for growth. Like, I'm not in a position where I feel like I'm where I want to be. I'm further than where I was. Yeah. But I'm working towards it. I'm staying ambitious. I'm keeping that hunger alive. That's what you need. I don't need somebody that's still in their mother's house. Sitting there like playing a video game, like, yeah, all right, you know what? I'm getting this money selling $5 bags of weed. Like, go sit down.
They still sell $5?
I don't even know. Oh, but okay. I'm just saying. this is New York City. It's all kinds of hustles. Like,
there is.
Figure it out.
There it is. It definitely is.
Become the tap dancer. Like, I don't know, but.
Uh-oh.
You cannot lack ambition. Like, as a man, you cannot be okay with that. Certain things I'm just not going to be okay with.
I feel like certain things will make you more attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if you're not the most attractive guy ever, but you have a good personality.
Yes.
You got a good head on your shoulders.
Amen.
And you have some type of drive, then we good.
Because you know you can make it. Like, you can, you know how sometimes some men, they lose vision, or they don't have that person to push them.
Yeah.
Like, I have friends that's like that. And you just, you know, you talk to me like, listen, I get that is this, but you need to go do this. But sitting here spending all your money in clubs here and there is not going to help you get it.
Right. They just need that little push.
If you over here keep spending it, you ain't going to have it. It take money to make money depending on the business you in.
Right.
Mm. So if you spending all your money, you ain't going to have it to get none.
You over here spitting bars?
No, that's really not my rap name. That's just my name.
All right, so...
No, but seriously, like, I love a man. Like, I cannot have a man that lose focus. Like, I want you to want out. I would rather sit there and have a man that's out and I barely see him that much because he's out getting to it.
Right.
In the street terms, or, like, really trying to work on his success or whatever, and me being his support system, me being it. Like, I'm out here trying to, you know, make it as a woman myself and make it on my own, like where we both build and we just on some, like, the world is for the taking kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be where I don't need a man to take care of me. Like, I can take care of myself. We can take care of each other together.
Take care of each other. I'm here for that. I agree.
I don't really want to be staying home doing nothing. I get bored too easily. I might start, I don't know. But
sliding in DMs.
No, that's not me. That's C. Hey, boo. But no, that's not my thing.
All right. So most guys think a lot of females are bicurious.
I think I agree with that.
You bicurious?
Finish the damn question.
Have you ever kissed a girl?
Yeah. Man, everybody done kissed a girl.
I never kissed a girl.
You want me to kiss you? Come here, baby.
No, ma'am. This is not that kind of show.
I've never
kissed a girl. Besides
my best friend. Listen, I'm like, come here, baby. Like, it doesn't matter to me or my girlfriend, my fake girlfriend. Like, it's a damn kiss.
How you got a fake girlfriend?
She's not a real girlfriend. She's damn near like my sister, but I call her my girlfriend. She probably going to hate us and get jealous because she heard I done kissed my best friend. She a little crazy.
So you just over here kissing your friends?
Not all of them, but... But they really like family. You kiss your family. Like, no. It's just on the lips. Like, it's nothing. They don't have anything.
So. I don't kiss my family on the lips.
Well, nobody said it's sensual. Tongue them down.
Sensual. Like, you kissed the girl. You was into them. You kissed her. Like, damn, I had a moment.
Let me think about this. Gotta go back to... got my Rolodex in my head. I kissed the girl and I liked it.
Right.
That's what just popped in my head.
They think we're all bicurious.
I think to a degree. Like, there's questions sometimes. I think the female's body is beautiful. Like, I'm quick to compliment a woman. I don't care. Don't take my shine off of who I am either. So, this bitch is gorgeous. Or like, oh, she's pretty. Oh, this is nice. Oh, her ass is...
I'd be like, body be banging. Like, yes. Her body is all that.
And I can appreciate... Look, I can appreciate a well-built body and I can appreciate a natural body. I'd be like, hey, all right,
she said,
this.
Well-built.
Well,
doctor.
This is the era of the shot life. Well, literally. Actually, not even the shots. The BBLs, honey. The BBLs.
What's the BBLs?
Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, okay. My bad. Go ahead. Sorry. Sorry.
No, but I've kissed a girl, but I'm trying to think if it was anything passionate. I don't think so. So outside of like those innocent kisses, then
right.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, but I do like I'll sit there and smack a butt and grab some breasts. So I'm going with yeah.
So it's safe to say that Tia B is bicurious.
Who cares? Yeah.
So you may have some girl sliding in your DM.
Oh, I had a girl slide in my DM. She just had to sit there.
On red.
Red or summer 17, honey.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm sorry, ma'am.
And if I ever was a lesbian, I would be shallow. I want me a pretty bitch. I'm just keeping it all the way real. Then I'm probably going to be a shallow as fuck. Like, we just going to be too... You know how, like, Erica Mena and what was that girl? Sin Santana?
Sin, yeah.
They were just so cute and beautiful. Like, I'm going to need a lot of beauty.
That got to be your kind of relationship.
I don't want a boy-looking one. Because okay. For that, I'm going to...
Just get... Yeah.
But I love me some...
All right. You like the D?
Yeah, unfortunately.
All right. How often do you masturbate? she like, I just did it right
you
now.
You know what? Listen, everybody. I think I walked into the wrong segment today.
What you
because
mean?
This is just opening all my books. But nah, seriously, I don't really... I think when I'm in the shower, it's probably more when I'm like, I just like the water touching my body. It's something sexual
really?
About that. I don't know what it is about, like, the shower just against my skin. Because I like hot
I can't
baths.
Get down with the shower.
Oh, no, not the shower head. I need to give me a detachable. Let me tell you, that should work, man. You're like, oh.
No.
It's like a vibrator with water. Just splish, splash. She got that water.
Go, no. Shit.
I don't know. Let me see.
How often
And these days I've been exhausted, so I haven't played with me in a while. And but maybe like
on average per week,
maybe like once or twice, like nothing really. But if I'm drunk and because I don't have no penis to go to,
right,
and I just really go home to my pet, my pillow.
You say goodnight to your pillow.
I give a lot of head to my pillow.
What?
You just put the head on the pillow. Go sleep.
Oh, okay, all right. You had me for a minute.
No, like I just be sad, like oh. But if I'm like not too drunk, where you know, like, and I just be like, oh, I need to.
Yeah.
Then
you just gotta rub one out.
Gotta go in that drawer. get to work. Gotta do it yourself.
So on average,
I refuse to be bouncing on everybody dingling now.
Once or twice a week on average.
We gonna go with two. We gonna go with twice. I'm gonna go with
twice. Twice a week.
What about you?
I would say like once a week. Okay. It depends on what kind of week I'm having. Though.
Exactly.
Like if I'm super stressed at work and shit, I go home like I'm just like bed, sleep. Over it, yeah. That's it. Like I'm just like exhausted. Like exactly. I'm over it. So it depends on what kind of week. But yeah, on average, maybe once.
Yeah, because you gotta get an itch and you just gotta scratch it.
You just gotta itch that scratch.
Exactly.
Or scratch that itch.
I know what you meant. It dawned on me as I'm like, yeah, wait, no.
All right, so
these are all sexual questions, guys. You guys are freaks.
They are. I'm telling you. I
want to know if I'm going to play with my nipples too. Like, what's wrong with y'all?
I asked the guys. I'm like, listen, what would you want to ask a female?
They have no intellectual questions.
These are the questions that I had. All right, so here's another question, and I kind of agree with this one.
Okay,
why do females take relationship advice from friends who have no man? Or a friend that can't keep a man.
Ooh, that's deep. Okay.
Why are you listening to Tamika, who Tamika can't even keep a man?
You know the crazy thing? I don't really go to any of my friends for advice. Most of them come to me. But I look at things on both ends, both spectrums. I'm not one-sided. You're my friend, but if you wrong, you wrong. If you stupid, you stupid. If he dumb, he dumb. If he's right, he's right. Certain things. But I feel like some women go to those friends. Because you know how everyone in their group of friends have a yes man.
Yeah.
And being I'm not built like that, I don't want, if I'm wrong, I want you to tell me I'm wrong. I'm probably going to be mad in the moment, but I'm going to appreciate it later on down the line.
Yeah.
But in the moment, I feel like people want to be right. Where you're like, right? Fuck him. And she's like, yeah, fuck him. He's calling, all right, yeah. And you're like, no. No.
Right. Don't tell me what I want to hear.
I need you to know what you need to hear. You're not going to like this. I always tell one of my good girlfriends this. You're not going to like what I have to say, but this is what it is. You're going to be mad, but I love you anyway.
Right.
Call me later. Bye. But everyone doesn't. Like, everyone is not receptive to good kind of critiques. So sometimes some people just play the yes man like, that's right. Get your man. Smack that bitch. Ooh. Sure. Ooh. Mm-hmm. You want me to go with it? Come on.
I think I'm the friend that everyone asks relationship advice from. But I'm the friend that don't never have no man, so y'all shouldn't be asking me no questions.
But do you feel like you give great advice?
I think I do.
Where it's just like, if a woman put themselves in a certain situation, you're like, listen, if this is what you're going to get yourself involved in, this is what's going to come with the territory.
Absolutely.
So you can't sit here and be mad at this man when you knew what you were stepping into.
Yeah. I think I give great advice.
That's how I keep it a buck all the way.
I'm going to tell you the truth because I would want you to tell me the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to treat you the way I would want you to treat me.
Listen, let me tell you what I do with myself when I'm having some, I'm going to say marital issues, like I'm married.
Marital issues, though.
I have to like, Tia. Yes, Tia. No, not really. I just talk to myself like, listen, you know damn well you should not be doing this. So if you do, don't have no expectations of that kind of thing.
Right.
Nobody, I don't have time for this. Then you get yourself all emotionally involved and you shouldn't have. You done stepped in that territory on your own, sis.
Right.
So I think that's really why people go to bad friends for bad advice and they think it's good in the moment.
Because they agree with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it. Okay, so why do females compare their relationships to others? For instance, he gave a whole story with this question.
Oh, goodness.
He was like, for instance, if Tamika and her guy have been together for however long, they're married and just have had a baby. She's 25. You just met your guy a year ago. Things have been going well. But now Tamika's pregnant. And now you feel like, why you not marrying me and why I'm not pregnant yet?
I think it's a little bit of being envy, but not really envy. You don't have to be jealous of someone through their whole relationships. I think it's just in that moment, like, look what we've been through. Like, we've been through so much, and our relationship outside looking in was so much better than theirs. So how does she have all of this? And I'm just still stuck with this, trying to help you get your life together.
Right.
And I think that's just, it's just in that moment. Because when you take a step back and you look at your own relationship outside in
right.
and inside out properly, and you assess certain things, you're like, yeah, this is why we're not here.
Right. You're not ready to be there.
We're not there. Yeah. Or maybe that man that you're with is who you're actually not destined to be with.
True. He like, may not be your husband or
exactly.
your child's father.
Exactly.
I agree.
And that's really just how I feel. Prime example, my ex-boyfriend and I, his cousin seen how much I would do for my ex-boyfriend, but it was reciprocated.
Right.
But he just viewed it as his girlfriend at the moment wasn't doing for him. And it's like, well, Tia went out and did this, or Tia did this. And it's just like,
well, you doing for her?
Look how long we were together for, number one. And then on top of that, like, we're just different people. We're all different people. We do things on our own timing.
Right.
Like, I can't expect, just because I'm doing something with the kindness of my heart, I don't expect it, like, you can't expect the way you treat people to get treated back.
Right.
Now, it's up to you to continue to do it. Or not, but if you can't compare yourself. If you feel like your relationship isn't progressing to where you need it to be, sit down with that partner, communicate, and figure out, listen, what do we need to do? What do you need help on? Vice versa.
Right.
Then maybe y'all could build. Do this man see a future with you? Do you see a future with this man? They go a roadblock for you. He might not.
Exactly.
He might see you for the now. You might see him for the future. Now, if y'all both see each other for the future, all right, cool. Now, how are we getting there?
Exactly. Come up with a game plan. Don't just look at someone else's relationship and say, damn, how come they here and we not there?
Exactly.
They've been together for, they may have known each other their whole lives.
Exactly.
They were in a place where they were ready to get married.
Or
they
that man was in a place where he was just like, listen, I don't want to risk losing you.
Right.
All or nothing. Here's all my cards.
I'm in it. Yeah.
10 toes down. Isn't that what they say?
I've never heard that.
First,
you know, I'm not up on any of the sayings. I don't know any of these things.
When I creep sometimes, that's how I catch some sayings. Like, I'm 10 toes deep, 10 toes down. That's one of them
10 toes. I've never heard that.
But he got all 10 of them in. All
right. As long as he got 10 toes. All right. So last question.
Okay.
And this is a deep one.
Drum roll, please.
This is a deep one. When I heard this, he pretty much, he like, knocked me off my little box because I'm like, how would I even answer this question?
I'm scared.
He can't even answer the question for himself.
So the question's so deep, he don't even, it's gonna throw us for a loophole?
Who taught you how to love?
Who? Okay. All right, I might have to take my shirt off for this.
Look, see? You thought it was gonna be something nasty.
No, not really. I didn't anticipate what it could have been. I thought maybe like doing a bid or something like that. I don't know. But you know what? I'm gonna get raw for a little bit, for a second, let y'all into me.
Okay.
I'm gonna say obsessed. Like, I love my stepfather.
Okay.
But the man he emulated as a role model for me is the man I wanna fucking marry.
Okay.
The day I meet a man like that, like, I've met some men that may possess certain qualities. I may have even now met a man that's like him. Maybe. Who knows? We'll see. But it's just like, he was a provider.
Yeah.
He was the backbone of the family. Like, I'm not his child, and you can't tell him I'm not his child. And I have my own father there, like, living. I love him, too. But my stepfather is that nigga. Like, I don't even use that word that well. But this moment right here, like, he's that man. And I feel like the love he showed, the love he gave, you just... There was no way to miss it. It's like, you know, someone step in a room, you can't miss their presence.
Yeah.
It was something like that, like... You know how most women, some women say, oh, their mother showed them love. For me, it was my stepfather. But it's not only that. It was the love my family gave. And only as I get older and I build my relationships, get stronger within my family, the love my family gave, how we treat one another, how, you know, you don't allow certain issues or something to separate y'all. Instead, it makes you strong. Like, okay, you went through an issue, you go through a hiccup, you keep fighting through it.
Right.
You build. That's what makes it strong. That's resilience is what it is.
Yeah.
So, like, for some people, they didn't get taught how to love. They don't know. Their way of loving somebody, for some people that's in an abusive relationship, is hitting them because that's what they see.
Like,
they're emulating
what they
see.
Love me unless...
Like, he don't love me unless he smack me. He don't love me unless he curse me out, call me a bitch. Like,
yeah.
He don't, and it's like, sis, no.
Because that means he doesn't care.
Yeah, and it's like, no, that doesn't show you don't care. You got to love yourself first before you can love anybody else.
Absolutely.
If you don't love yourself, how the hell you love somebody else?
Absolutely.
How?
I agree.
Self-love, like him telling me I'm beautiful, telling me I'm smart from a young age where No one can tell me anything different. I'm not this, not the prettiest person. I'm not the smartest person. But no one's going to ever knock my crown off. And that should be for every woman. My daughter, every day, I tell her she's smart. Nothing can stop her. She's intellectual. Like, she's smart. She's beautiful. You instill these values and this confidence in your woman. Even when you're in a relationship with a man, y'all might both come from broken families. And put y'all together, they go one.
Yeah.
And it might just work.
Yeah, absolutely.
My brother, I love him. I've watched him grow to the man that he is. Him and his girlfriend.
I was about to say, is he single?
No, sis. He not. He got two kids. But their relationship worked for them. And it's beautiful. Like, they argue and they this, but that don't mean they need to separate.
No, but they every relationship yeah, has their just, hiccups.
Exactly. As long as it's not domestic, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Like, go ahead. We all gonna fight and argue and have fucking thunderstorms to weather. You make it through. That's the point. You make it through. Everybody these days, I'm going to argue with you as soon as we argue. That's it. I'm done with you. Fuck this shit. And you're out. You ain't make an effort to make this relationship work.
Right.
You didn't really try to love me or vice versa.
Right.
Did you really love me? Like, how quick you were to shut this damn door?
You may not have been in love.
Exactly. You might have been in lust or in strong like or True. In that moment.
True.
Or, like you said, people see what other people have and be like, oh, well, you ain't do this, so you... No, that's not how it works. Your relationship is exactly that. Your relationship between you and that person.
Yeah.
It's not outside influences. You don't allow that to determine your relationship.
I agree.
That was a good question. Whoever was to ask that, I'm so proud.
I'm not going to drop your name.
No, we don't have to, but just know Tia B at OOK is very proud of you, okay? That was a very good question.
I was like, that's a good ass question. I would say my family too, mostly my mom, because my mom was around, you know, my dad passed away when I was younger, so
I'm so sorry.
My mom was that love. There she showed you how to love. So that was it for me.
Exactly, they there. You scrape your knee, they there for you. They ain't leaving you in the dirt like, man, you figure this out. You
nah, she Jamaican. She was like, get up, why you crying?
Yeah, but she was there. She ain't sit there and she make sure you're right, like, all right, now get up now. And then keep it pushing.
Like, get up and stop crying.
Exactly. But she didn't sit there and just leave you in the dirt by yourself and you have no one there to be like, oh, my knee.
No, she didn't. She was there. And that taught me how to love. So I know when I bring somebody into my life or when I have children.
What your expectations are.
Yeah.
You gotta value yourself.
You have to.
A lot of relationships I just be looking at sometimes. I'm just like, this is not going to last. This is just for the moment. And it's something I'm just like, yes. Because I love love. I love seeing people in love.
Yeah.
And not in love with the money or in love because her body is just sick. But like genuinely, passionately in love. Because if you take all of the glitz and glamour away...
That's all
and
you got left.
Rip everybody down.
That's all you got left.
If you really have it.
Well, that's what I'm looking for.
I want that 90s love. I want him running to the window with the boombox. Oh, is that 80s? That
Wait,
might still be 90s.
But the boombox, though?
Okay, not really, but you catch my
drift. What window you run into with the
boombox? Well, he can't run to my window because I'm in the back of the building and there's a skeleton. And I'm too far up, but baby, just send me a text message. No, please remember in high school, like somebody like will send lyrics or like a part of a song, like, oh, this reminds me.
No.
That
what?
Never happened to you. Nobody never sent you songs.
Girl, I've been unloved.
You these boys going crazy.
I've been unloved for a long time.
I love you, sis. All right. I love you.
Thanks, but I'm not into that kind of love.
Ew, wait, no. I didn't say I love you like I'm trying to. Bump kitties, like, ew.
She said bump kitties. On that note.
Wait, no, but seriously, how do guys get to ask a really good question? So, are you answering my question for me?
Because we did the she needs answers with
and,
Tia.
And this one flopped.
Tia has questions. Go ahead and give me your two questions that you got.
No. I don't even think I could find it. All right. No, seriously, I'm going to ask you then from your last relationship, right?
Okay.
What do you feel like you walked away? What did you take away from that relationship? What do you think you learned about yourself?
That I am selfish. That I'm selfish.
Okay.
And not in a bad way. I would say in a good way.
Okay.
Because I need someone for myself who's focused on me in addition to their career and whatever else they
so
have going on.
So someone that's
going
to prioritize you.
Right.
You
I need to be
time.
Priority.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do you feel like when you do step into that world again of actually dating seriously,
yes,
that when this man come with a whole plate full, his career, or him going into his career, that he has time, but his time is limited? So it's like, if he got to go to the library and study, and you going with him to the library to study? Because that's the only time he may have? Say he's a doctor.
Absolutely. You need my help. We in there.
Oh, all right. Well, as long as the way you just put it just sounds so selfish. You're like, I need to be priority.
No. Not like I'm
you
like.
You mean when he has his downtime, make sure you priority. Like, he not just
right,
with the fellas.
Kind right, of right, right. Make me a number one.
Oh, I can't wait to go to this wedding, y'all. Right? I don't know who her man is, but it's going to be beautiful.
He listening. I don't know.
He is. Listen, y'all listening. Is just waiting to just bring them to you.
What's your second
question? Bring me mine too, please.
Here she go. What's your second question?
I don't. You know what? I don't have. Oh, the second question. Well, only the guys can answer this. Maybe we'll get some like Instagram feedback.
We're
going to
leave this as the takeaway.
Yes.
So what's the question?
I want to know to the guys. When's the last time y'all been to the doctor, like, and really got checked out? You knew I was going to ask that.
I told you not to ask that question.
You knew it was coming.
All right. So, thanks, T&B, for coming back.
They're going to be lying. They're going to be like, I went yesterday.
You know they are.
Mm-hmm, it's fine. We don't care anymore.
Uh-oh. Thanks for representing the females.
Hey, y'all. Hope I did a good job, you know.
All right, so the takeaway from this episode is Tia B's takeaway. And she wants to know, fellas, when is the last time you've been to the doctor? When is the last time you've gotten a checkup? She talking HIV tests, STDs, STIs, and more. Write to us and let us know. We'll be waiting for answers, too. Don't slide in the DMs unless you got your results.